there. I really admire your page, and I admire the thorough research that you do. No, they're not blood clots. And what I'm about to say is going to sound really crazy, but I trust you will look into it. Look into intrabody nano network administered through BACS. Just type in those keywords. Then look into transhumanism. Then look into the Internet of Bodies. Then look into how the Internet of Bodies is going to tie into and become the foundation of this new digital financial system that's coming. And then it's all going to make sense. It is self-assembling nanotechnology for the purpose of creating a carbon nanotube network within the human body to make the human body a device that can eventually be linked into the Internet of Bodies. It is biotechnology created through the manipulation of lipids with polyethylene glycol regulation. Polyethylene glycol is one of the components that can be used to make hydrogel. And after the self-assembling nano network is administered in a human body, along with nano sensors, which is what those round modulars that people are finding, the next step is a form of a chip, which will probably come in the form of like a quantum dot tattoo that will be initiated for the usage within the digital financial system that is coming. But once that chip is put in place, with the intrabody nano network, that will be the authentication and individualization of every human body that has this technology within it, the network and the chip, making them all devices linked into the Internet of Bodies. The psychological, biological, genetic, and physiological data from every single individual will be what backs the new financial system. Information is the new gold. And all of the data being harvested no longer requires permission or notification from anyone that took this jab, because they are now GMOs, which is a product owned by a corporation. The head of that corporation is BlackRock. I know what I'm saying sounds crazy, but I would invite you to look into everything I just spoke.